and there's favors, and are so many, can be construed to mean so many different things.
Yeah, that's true.
And but a likeness is something similar, I think. So, that's my opinion.
Okay, that's what we want. Suppose he doesn't necessarily look like his father, but he might act like his father. What would you say then? The boy, what, his father?
The boy, the dispositions are so alike.
Okay. You wouldn't say resembles or takes after? Or?
No, I don't think.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth but who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay.
The woman that helps at childbirth but he isn't a nurse.
Uh-huh.
Well, that would just be. Now, we used to have midwives that delivered the babies without a doctor.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Well, that's it. That's a midwife.
Okay. And suppose a city person comes to the country and just doesn't know how to get along in the country. What might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
How about the other way around? If a country person goes to the city, what might the city people call him?
Well, just a country cracker. In Georgia, you'd say that.
Okay. How do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Well, I call them Negroes.
Okay. Suppose you were angry with a Negro and just thought he was absolutely no good. Would you have anything else you might call him, or would you just call him that?
I just still call him a no good Negro.
Okay. And how do you normally refer to people whose skin is like ours?
White or Caucasian.
Okay.
I'm getting more to be Caucasian.
It changes, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, do you know of any insulting words that a Negro might use if he were very angry with a Caucasian? Do they have names that they might call us?
They call us white trash.
Hmm.
But I don't know any words in it, some other than.
Okay. Suppose there was a man who had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his son came and just broke it in pieces. You might say that the man got awfully
angry, I'd say mad.
Okay.
He'd be really be mad. Wouldn't stop at angry.
Don't blame him, really. And suppose you'd been working hard all day, came home, and you sat down and say, "Boy, I'm all..."
I don't know. I've had it.
Okay.
This day, I've had it today.
Would you ever say, I'm tuckered out or worn out or tired out?
I'm tired out. Okay. Worn out, when you're worn out, you're through. And when you're tired out, you're rejuvenated.
Rather be tired at.
Rather be tired at.
Suppose you were at school and a child didn't feel good in your class, and so you sent him to the nurse. The nurse might send him home because the boy what at school?
He became ill.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick.
Nauseated.
Okay, or another way to say it would be sick.
Sick stomach or
no? Okay, would you say in a stomach or at a stomach or to a stomach?
Well, sick at a stomach, I would.